We're going to split up the shir in two parts today. We're going to finish up Simchas Yontov part four, and then go to the packet three. So, okay, the Gemara on Mem Chesam and Aleph, this is packet Simchas Yontov, packet four, says Tanu Bon Vayisa Ach Samech L'Rabos Leil Yontov Achron, that the last night, the night leading into Shmini Atzeres, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, but not the first night. And the Gemara says, why did you choose that the first night there should be no simcha, and the last night there should? So the Gemara says, because the first night there's no simcha before. See, the last night, the night leading into Shmini Atzeres, the simcha before, because it's called a moed, and the simcha after, because the Shmini Atzeres, so it's sandwiched in between two times of simcha. So mele, it's apropos that there should be simcha on the in the middle as well. But the first night, there's no simcha before. So since the first night there's no simcha before, so therefore, what?
The last night is sandwiched in.
The last night is sandwiched in. Because it's sandwiched in between Chol HaMoed and Shmini Atzeres. So there's an interesting Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Page 14. Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. So it says like this: Lo Yovi Adam Toda Biyom Arbasar. In other words, you don't bring a Korban Toda on Erev Pesach. You know, the Korban Toda had chametz in it, right? Because the Korban Toda was an animal. Plus 40 loaves. So 30 of the loaves were matzah, and 10 of the loaves were chametz. So if you bring it on Erev Pesach, now Korban Todah is nachal for one day and the night after. So if you're going to bring it on Erev Pesach, you cannot have it that the night after. It's already Pesach, and it's chametz. So mele, you're diminishing the time that the Korban can be eaten. So since that you're diminishing the time, if you would bring it then, they say don't bring such a korban where you're diminishing the time. Well, Yavi Adam told the Biyom Rabasa Mnei Chamit Shabbat She'em Mevim Kachim LeBeis HaPsul, because you can't bring Kachim to the Beis HaPsul, because you're going to cause because if you're not going to be able to eat it the following night, there's going to be a lot of leftovers, and you're going to end up just discarding it. So therefore, since Ein Mevim Kodshim LeBeis HaPsul, so that's why they said that you shouldn't bring a Korban Toda on Yom HaBasar. Fim Hevi, but what if you did bring? So it's still kosher. Yotzei bo yidei chova simcha kimosha biyarnu. So say you did bring it on Erev Pesach. So in Echonami, when the night comes, if you didn't eat the chametz have to be stored. But the korban itself is an animal, so you can be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha. So that's the Rambam, that you shouldn't l'chadchila bring a korban toda on Yom HaBasar, but if you brought yotze bo yidei chova simcha. So what? Meaning what? No.
I'm sorry.
On Pesach.
It's not
standard.
What? It's not standard. Yeah, no. Not standard shim like we have before and there's still simcha.
When are you going to be Yotzei Simcha?
Erev.
No, Erev is not Pesach yet.
Exactly.
What?
Well, no, first.
So it must mean he's talking about what? The first night. Because the first day of Pesach, the Korban's already posel. Right? So must be he's talking about the first night. But Ari asks, the Kasha, but the first night, there's no simcha the first night. In other words, he can't mean Erev Pesach, because that's not Pesach yet. He can't mean the day after, because that's already too late. So it must mean the first night. But I thought the first night, there's what? There's no simcha the first night. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. So Rav Baruch Rosenbaum says that the Gemara Taka was talking about the Sukkos, the first night of Sukkos. This is Pesach. Maybe there's a difference.
Maybe.
But maybe there's no difference. What? Yeah. So what are you saying? And therefore?
Therefore you have to give some.
Oh, so Avi Gordon was mechaved to the Chazon Ish. See, the kasha is, Baruch Rosenbaum started us off. Baruch Rosenbaum says, the great Baruch Rosenbaum said that the great Baruch Rosenbaum said, he said that maybe there's a difference, that the Gemara only said there's no simcha the first night. That was talking about what? The first night of Sukkos. Maybe Pesach is different. So the question is Mehechi Tesim. Why should Pesach be different than Sukkos? So Avi Gordon said because by Pesach there's a Korban Pesach. But what does that mean, there's a Korban Pesach? So the Chazon Ish says Pshat on page 17. page 17. He says almost what you said, a little bit different, but almost what you said. He says like this: what's the reason by Sukkot there's no Simcha the first night? Because it's not sandwiched in. Right? But Pesach, but the last night, it is sandwiched in. But Chazon Ish says Pesach is even better than being sandwiched in. Because Pesach, you have to eat what? The Korban Pesach of that night. So that night, Al Korcha, you're fulfilling Simcha that night. So that night, Al Korcha is Shaykh to Simcha. So it's better than being sandwiched in. Sandwiched in means it's something before, something after, mostly in the middle also. But this is even better, because this you have Simcha the night of Pesach through the Korban Pesach. So Al Korcha is Shaykh, so you can't be Mike the first night of Pesach from Simcha. Because Pesach the first night has Simcha. So Mamela, now the Rambam is very well. That he yotze because the first night of Pesach is not Nismait. That's the Chazon Ish. And basically, Baruch and Avi together set up for this Chazon Ish. Now, the Avnei Nezer also deals with this question. And he says like this on page 16. Ozdal. He says like this, that what does it mean there's no Simcha the first night? It means that you're not mechuyev to shecht before Yontif to make sure you have a korban to eat that night. You're not mechuyev. But if lemaisa you have it, then you're mechuyev to eat it. In other words, there is Simcha. If it comes Pesach and you have korban, it comes the first night even by Sukkos, and you have korban meat, you're supposed to eat it. It's not that you're not mechuyev to go out of the way to get it. But if somehow you brought a korban, so then you're mechuyev. He says,
"Uvzeh
yisyashu divrei
Rambam."
What?
And a Pesach,
you're mechuyev. He look at hey. Uvzeh yisyashu divrei Rambam. Perik beis mechuchas chagiga. Shem hevi told the. He's saying a different word. Not that you mechuyev goes on Pesach. He doesn't say the word of the Chazon Ish. He says that lemaisa, if you shechted on erev Pesach the Todah, so now you have meat. So then you're supposed to eat that meat. You get a meat
Pesach.
Mitzvah. What? Yeah, but we're not talking about the Korban Todah. He's saying Yotze Mishum Simcha with that, because you're not Mechuyev to do it, but if you went ahead and did and brought the Korban, then you're Mechuyev to eat that meat to Mekayim Simcha.
The Korban Todah, the Rambam has nothing to do with the Korban pizza.
Right, right. Know. Just you randomly brought your own korban todah.
Or something else.
Right. Okay, so that's the... If you want to see, years ago I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak about these topics, about Simcha, etc. Okay? Okay, I think we finished what I wanted to talk about in this bracket. So, Bez Hashem, we'll have to see when the next Sunday that we're going to have Shir. So now we're going to stop and we're going to go now to the Nidapen.